adventures you're going to hear during today's show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Hey, Insight, Jack Stogler. This cold Wednesday night, what is it, January 3rd? Welcome to Insight. In studio, we have the mayor of the fort, the respected Mr. David Kalp.
Thank you, Jackson. Nice to be here, man.
It's great to have you. You know, I thought we would talk about kind of a State of the Union type thing. See what kind of shape the town is in. Mm-hmm. What's the future projects and but then we were also talking about like your business and construction and mm-hmm. trades and I thought it might be fun towards the end to talk about that and to talk about the
well, yeah, we can talk about anything you want, Jackson. Doesn't make me any difference. We can talk about the town. The village has been, this is going on. This is my third year now, the third year. So the first 2 years went by rather quickly. And I guess if I honestly had to say, have I enjoyed it? I would say yes. I have enjoyed being the mayor. There's certainly some things that were eye-openers for me, things that I didn't, you just don't know when you jump into a job like that what you all have to do. So there was some things that surprised me a little bit, but some of the things that I've enjoyed really is like doing some public speaking and talking at some of our the Memorial Day parade and things. I enjoy that. Going to school, talking to the kids. That's probably the favorite part of the whole thing. And just getting to know a lot more people in town. That's nice.
Well, take a guy who swung a hammer, didn't take any public speaking classes.
No.
And yet you handle yourself well. You speak from the heart. You know, you don't try to be something that you're not.
I think that's the only way to do it, in my opinion. Yeah. I just tell it the way I feel, and that's the way we're going to roll with it. But when I took the job, and I don't remember if we ever talked about this on the radio or not, but, Mayor Borman was signed up. He was going to run for another term of mayor. And I had already had my paperwork in also at the elections board to run for another term on the council. And it was just a couple of days prior to the deadline. And Roger came to a job site. We were building the Home Idea Center's new shop there in Industrial Park. And he come pulling in. And I assumed that he wanted to make sure that I had my paperwork and stuff in line and all turned in and signed and, and I had the I's dotted and the T's crossed on it. And he came in and he said, Dave, he said, you get all your paperwork in? I said, yep. He said, what do you feel about running for mayor? And I said, what? And it was a tough thing for him because I think that was the perfect time for him to be the mayor. He was retired from his positions and he had time, and I would love to go to a lot of these small municipality meetings and learn what they have to say. Now, obviously, I'm invited to all these, but I just don't have the time to do it. And, so I talked to council about it, and I had razzed Roger for the previous 8 years, when I was on council, and every time he'd make a goof in the meeting, I'd say, oh my God, when can I run for mayor? And I always razzed him about it. But he did a great job.
Yeah.
And I went to him and said, look, here's what's going on. Obviously, I have a young family that I'm trying to raise. I got a business here in town that I'm trying to run. And I love doing the developing thing in our town. And that wraps up a lot of my time. So I can give you the time that's left. And if that's not good enough for you, then we got to find somebody else. And they were like, nope, you can do it. You know, you can make it happen. So put my name in the hat and obviously made it pretty simple. Nobody else ran against me. But
I finished first.
And second, I think.
Well, I have to tell you this funny story because the year that I ran for mayor was the first year that the election boards was going to email all the candidates and let them know updates periodically. So Brian Bupp said, hey, we got to come over. We got to watch the mayor run across the bottom of the screen on Channel 7, you know? And I said, well, I'm not sure we're worthy of Channel 7, but I'd be more than happy to come over and see what's in your fridge, you know? And so we sat there and I said, well, I'll get periodical, you know, emails to give us the numbers. Never got an email until the time I said, that's it. I'm ready to go home. It was about 10:15. I jumped in my truck, got an email. And how many votes do you think I had? 23.
No way.
23 votes. And it was 10:30 at night. I looked at Buppy and I said, I was actually thinking a few more than that. And
hope we get at least 10 more than that.
Well, the funny thing was, is we counted the six people that was at his party. Well, we was already over before. So, yeah, that was all good. But
it was a landslide, though.
Well, I don't remember how many votes it was, but that was like the first preliminary thing that came in. But it was kind of funny that night. We looked at each other like, oh, boy.
Yeah, sometimes we get all their updates and all that. This year, it was late before anything came in. Yeah, right. I mean, really late. It was after midnight.
Yeah, well, that was the first year they did it, and it was pretty comical. But by the time I got up the next morning, yeah, I had another half a dozen emails and the final vote and the final tally. So, but it was kind of funny that night.
Well, we're going to take a little break, and I'm going to come back. You talked about having a couple of eye openers, and you know, we're going to talk about what's been your lessons learned. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our seven different subs, plus your choice of two of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
This is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow night, the Lady Indians will host St. Henry. On Friday, the boys will travel to St. Henry. On Saturday, the Van Wert girls will come to Forsyth Fieldhouse with the JV game starting at noon. Then on Saturday evening, the boys will host the Lincoln View Lancers, and Christy Reisner-Diller and Greg Kolick will be inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame between games. Tomorrow night, girls host St. Henry. Friday, boys at St. Henry. Saturday at noon, the girls host Van Wert. Saturday night, the boys host Lincoln View with a Hall of Fame ceremony between games. Get to all these games you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler, Mr. Mayor Cowell. Mr. Mayor Cowell. That's something different.
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So,
it's getting older, Eddie.
Yeah.
I've been old. So, you were talking about kind of having your eyes open, and the first couple of years been a learning experience. So,
A little bit.
What has been the lessons
learned? I can tell you one that probably happened within a week when I was the mayor. I got a phone call and wanted somebody to marry him. And I didn't do it, and I have not married anybody at this time. And I guess I'm a little old school there, Jack, because it just didn't make any sense that all of a sudden one day I could just marry somebody.
Yep.
I mean, that to me, that it's got to be deeper than that. So I have not married anybody. And then somebody brought it up, you know, some of these rules that was passed, you know, where you could marry a couple like same sex people. And I thought, yeah. Geez, I'm not sure I could pull that one off either, you know. So I have not married anybody at this time. Not to say that that couldn't change down the road, but haven't been comfortable enough doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you just turned to page, 67.
Yeah, and to me, that just, how can that possibly be right that I can just say, you know, well, not pronouncing man and wife, well, that husband and wife, that just, to me, that's just dumb. But people do it. And it's legal, and that's all good, but that's something I do not do. But, you know, getting back a little bit earlier when we talked about the job and taking the job, and I said, well, you know, what exactly is the job description? And Roger Berman said, well, that's pretty easy. You just sit back and you wait for people to call you and chew your butt. And I said, well, that's pretty cool. You know, and I said, well, I can do that as long as I get the same amount of people that call me and say, hey, you're doing great, or the town's great, you know. I mean, 50-50 goes a long way. But so I wrote a letter, and I haven't done it since the very first year, but I wrote a letter basically thanking the village, you know, for electing me and things like that. But
I remember that.
Also talking about, you know, we lost a council member that retired with Rod Toby. And he had been on for, I'm thinking, like 30-some years.
Yeah.
And, you know, think about that. He gave up every other Monday night for 30-some years for our village. And people don't maybe appreciate that, but once you do it, and I've been, you know, this is, I think it's 13, I think now, or doesn't matter. It's a lot, and it doesn't sound like much, but it really is. And, so I wrote that letter, and I basically said, look, if you want to complain to me, that's great. I got no troubles with it, but I will make it public what you're complaining about and who you're complaining about, because I feel like it's I just feel that is wrong, that a guy can complain without, you know, he wants to be a complainer, but he doesn't want nobody to know he's complaining. Yep. And that bugs me. But on the other hand, also, I would say, hey, I'm going to make public who's praising us too. And I've had several compliments, very few complaints. Yeah. Whether it had to do with anything that I wrote in that letter or not, I don't know. But a lot of compliments about our police department. And I think Jared and Brandon and Bill have done a good job for us. Haven't heard, you know, other than the standard. You know, well, he shouldn't have done this, or shouldn't, you know, things like that. But I think he's done a great job for our village, and we've been blessed with great employees here at the town too. So
that certainly helps.
Oh my God. You know, so when you get your ducks lined up, you just kind of let them paddle, I guess, a little bit, is a simple way to put it. And, you know, then we got fortunate enough to get Aaron Miner on the staff as our solicitor and as our grants writer. And I'm not sure that you could possibly find somebody that is as good as what she, you know, and she's only going to get better. Look what she's done for our parks here in the past. Now, grants are awesome. You know, we get some state grants, but it also costs our village money too. So you have to kind of look at that. You know, okay, well, yeah, we got a $75,000 grant, but we still got to kick in 50 or something. Yeah. You know, it sounds good, but you got to make sure you got the 50. You know, so and with Roberta being our secretary and stuff here in town. She's got it figured out. You know, this is
Bill's taught her a lot.
Well, yeah, you know, yeah. I got a feeling that what Bill has taught her, she does not use at work that much,
especially the words.
But she does a great job, and you know, with Randy being a village administrator, and we've got Greg Schmitz joined the council this year.
Yeah.
So we got a new guy on council.
Yeah. Lost Dave Garman.
Garman, bless his heart. He was on it for 24 years, yep. I think he said.
And he is one sharp guy.
Yeah. And he was, you know, Randy always said he was such a level head in the meetings, you know, because we got Bretzi. So we needed somebody to counterweight that. Yeah.
When Chetty came on, he had Bretzi and Bill.
Yeah,
and it was really good because those guys will say anything and they'll just throw ideas out there that aren't even possible. But then sometimes they are, and if it can be a great idea, but you can't figure out how to do it or it can't be done. But other times they'll throw some crazy idea out there, and somebody will say, "I'll be darned, we might be able to do that.
We can pull that one off." Yeah,
you need both of those kind of people on there.
You absolutely really do. Helps. It doesn't do you any good to have six council members that just sit there and look at each other. You have to voice your opinion. That's what you're elected for.
Yeah,
right, wrong, or otherwise, voice your opinion. That's what we want to hear. And you know, it's a little bit of a learning curve when Greg comes on to council here, and It took me a year, I would say, to really understand the resolutions and the ordinances and everything that makes this town run. Because I didn't know what the hell it was. You know, I didn't know. I understand that we were transferring money from this fund to that fund to pay for something, but it just takes a while, and you have to go through all of those things to kind of get it in your head. This is why we're doing it and what it's for. So. I think the town is going in a great direction. I think we have improved our streets, you know, and I said at the Christmas party and kind of thanked Chetty at the village Christmas party for all the years of his, you know, his dedication to the town. If you could take a time capsule and go back 24 years and look at our town and what's changed, you know, we take so much stuff for granted. You know, every time we drive down Wayne Street and we head out towards the bowling alley, we forget what Wayne Street really was like. Do you remember how rough and messed up it was? Just what a great improvement to our town. So when the funny thing is, and Randy and I have talked about it, and when he first started, you know, people complained about new streets and sidewalks and curbs, and now they complain because they want them all done.
Yeah,
you know. And that's a good complaint.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get to them. We'll get to them. But obviously, it takes a lot of funds to make that happen.
Yeah.
We've got some projects that's in the works. This year, we're going to do William Street, which takes us back to the football field. So from 119 back to the football field is going to be the big project. And actually, they'll probably break ground on that shortly. Yeah. They made it sound like after the first of the year, they might come in and start doing some underground work. But you know, as cold as it is right now and how frozen it is right now, it's not feasible. So, but I'd look for them to start. Well, weather breaks. They could get some good weeks here in January. You never know.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting to have a nice entrance back to our football field and have that street done. It'd be nice and wide. The buses meet there. It'll just be a huge, you know, benefit to our town. So we're working on that. You know, obviously we'd love to do 119 from one end of town to the other, but holy mackerel, that's a long stretch, and that's going to take some serious money and some big grants.
So when it's a state highway, does it change the the funding and the responsibility?
ODOT definitely kicks in. You know, ODOT definitely helps us out on things like that. And then we can keep an eye. We can keep an eye on when they want to repave. Uh-huh. For example, when they wanted to repave 119 there, we kind of, I shouldn't say we pushed them back, but we said, look, we'd like to widen this intersection here at our Shell station, 119 and 49. Yeah. And it'd be great if you guys could just maintain until we got that project taken care of, then come in and put the new pavement on for us. Yeah, that'll work out good. And that's what we did. So that was a huge improvement right there. And I hear people compliment us about that all the time, because that corner was a nightmare. That corner was a nightmare.
Yep.
So tickled to death to have that project done, and looking forward to that William Street project. There's a fund out there that the county kind of gets, and the villages kind of divide up, you know, amongst us.
Like a block grant.
And what we kind of do is obviously Randy talks to the other village administrators in the county and says, you know, we're good this year, or, you know, take your turn, and maybe we, you know, otherwise, because if everybody gets a little bit of divvy out of there, you have to save that divvy until you can do a big project.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's just maybe take it every few years, and then we can do a nice project. Yeah. So that's what we're doing this year with the William Street also.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I know we have to take a break. When, like, we come back, I want to ask you about the baseball diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hear there's going to be one built at the school.
Rumor has it.
And if that changes anything from a town standpoint. Okay. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother, Derek, Dad, you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
The committee for the pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys' and girls' home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer, or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games, or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Lennertz, or Bill Bechtel.
We're back. Insight, Jack Stogler, Mayor Dave Cowell. We are talking about some of the improvements in the town, and I just saw, I don't know if it was on Facebook or what, where there's like a rendition of the high school baseball diamond going in front of the
middle school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm I'm assuming that the high school wouldn't have much purpose for that.
Once it's all built and done, I would think that they would be.
Has anybody ever part with it? Figured out exact? I keep hearing that the town owns it, the school owns it. I heard the Legion owned it.
No, the school owns the baseball field back there.
The school owns it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I had heard that at one time the Legion owned it because they played Legion ball there and then let the high school play there. And that may have been years ago, that and then they gave it to the school or something.
That could be. I know that the discussions that we've had in the council chambers that basically I can talk about was, I think they've approached us about purchase. It makes sense. We've got our street department back there. We've got our water plant back there.
Well, and plus it'd be very good to have control of that.
If we ever have to expand or do something like that. But, the numbers got to work. And it's got to make sense for the town. It's got to make sense for the school. And if we can make something work there, I don't think, just the discussions that we've had, we would keep it a baseball field at this point. And it would be awesome to have a new baseball field. I have to tell you this. I played on that baseball field in 1985, and what it looks like today,
it's amazing,
isn't it? Is awesome compared to that. So, but obviously doing the radio with the baseball and things like that with Bubba, we've seen some awesome facilities now. So some baseball parks out there that are just top notch.
Yeah. And it's kind of hard to think that you can't make a penny on baseball. I mean, you just can't.
Yeah.
Even in Indiana, where they have to charge to for people to go in, you can't make money because it's a weeknight at supper time. You just can't get a crowd there.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll never make money at it. So it's just got to be people throwing in money
to make it happen.
Something, yeah.
And I think that's, the school's position on it, because there's a committee that was formed to try to make this happen for our baseball program. And don't get me wrong, it'd be my backyard. I love it. I'm a baseball nut. So, to me, it would be a welcome sight in my backyard. Things will have to work out with the town, and things will have to work out with the school. And if we can, like I say, make the numbers work out right, I think we'll keep it a baseball field. We have no reason to change it now. That would just add to our. That would just add another field and another diamond to our facilities, whether we want to, run another pony league or whatever out there.
Yeah.
So, I did hear that they had to go ahead. I think I read that in the paper also. So, but, things like that ain't going to happen overnight.
Right.
And we're not going to have a new baseball field for this spring. And I'm not sure it'll happen by next spring, maybe. Who knows? But, Reese sitting over there, I don't think he's going to be able to pitch on that new diamond. But
I was just going to say, I wish he could have it this year.
Yeah, it'd be cool, but it'll be cool for the team that comes up with it too. So, I'm anxious to see it happen, and would love to, help with it however we can.
So you talked about how the new numbers have to work out. So from a financial standpoint, We in pretty good shape.
Our village is, I think our village is fortunate with the income tax that we get. There's always room for improvement, and I can't imagine anybody would say that there's not. But we do the best we can with the dollars that we have, and I think we've done well with them. And we obviously appropriate funds for the entire year. You basically have to get it done for 2018 in 2017. But who the heck knows what you're going to spend that year coming. Now we have a pretty good idea what we're going to spend equipment wise and street wise, but you always have those emergency, that pop up. Maybe who knows, maybe the backhoe takes crap and you have to spend, $8,000-$10,000 on that to get it back up and running, or you trade or something, but those kind of things, happen to anybody in any business. So you appropriate the funds the best you can. And Bert's done a fabulous job with it. She really has. She's almost right on.
Yep.
When you think about the percentages. And I don't think that we over, you know, we always figure this is the kind of money that we're going to make, which is, you know, whether it's property tax, income tax, and all that good jazz that brings the funds in.
And you probably take a pretty conservative approach to that.
Yeah. Big time. You know, big time. You want to leave a kitty there because you never know what's going to happen. So we've used, we had a nice kitty. We used quite a bit of it, I should say, on the sewer separation. So we didn't have such monstrous loans on that. Now we still have huge loans on that. Don't get me wrong, but we thought we used it wisely. Okay. Yeah. And hopefully that's the case.
You know, when like I was on the Board of Education, you know, we could figure our budget fairly easily because about 80% of it was in, you know, salaries and benefits. Mm-hmm. And those were pretty consistent.
Right. Those numbers are pretty solid.
Where, you know, with the town, I'll bet the you know, salary part of it's not near what that is.
No, you know? No. You know, one of the things that I, and it's funny that we're kind of talking about it. I talked to a guy, today at work, and we, another business owner here in town, and we got talking about health insurance. And, my company does not offer health insurance. And I'd love to be able to do that. I'd love to offer my employees health insurance, but, the guys that have been with me the longest, you know, we talk about it, and the health insurance that I would probably be able to afford for my guys wouldn't be nothing like what I get with my wife through the hospital.
Yeah.
What Scott's wife gets through with the Salina School Board. And, you know, if we have that insurance, we have to take it. And we're like, we're better off if we don't have it, you know? It's obviously an added expense. The last time I checked into it, it was about $6 or $7 an hour per man to cover insurance. Well, if I tack another $6 or $7 on per hour for a project, pretty soon I don't have any projects. Yep. So it's if everybody does it, then it's back to equal playing fields again. But
except that people won't be able to afford to build a house as soon as they wanted to, because somebody's going to end up paying that, even though all the contractors are the same.
It's all relative, in my opinion. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that, in my opinion, you know, obviously, my wife's a nurse at the hospital. My brother has the pharmacy over here, and all I do is complain about the healthcare systems and stuff. And I just think the health insurance thing is out of control, and I don't know how to fix it. My gut feeling is that I think it should be a state program instead of a federal program. I think the states would do a better job controlling their own healthcare system in each state than it would be if it was federal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know the answer to make that work, but, you know, we've got a new president in there that promises some big things, you know, yeah. And we'll see once what he does.
Yeah. So you talked about, I lost my train of thought.
What was we talking about?
I don't know. See,
I'm good at getting off the subject.
I know.
I can turn things.
Kind of rambling on here a little bit.
We're talking about income tax. Is that what you're?
Well, yeah. So see, you were talking about letting the state run. Well, you know, one of the things that we've heard was that Kasich balanced the state's budget at the cost of the villages. So is that true?
He's definitely taken some money away from the small villages. Now, hopefully when things get, I have to give the man credit. Now, I know that there's a lot of unions out there that are not Mr. Kasich lovers. I'm not a big union lover myself, but that being said, what he did when he came in to be the governor and the debt that we had what he's done over his course, I think he's done a great job. And I'm sure we can get some phone calls where people are going to raise hell about him. But he balanced our budget. He got us back on top. He's changed the workers' comp thing around a little bit. That's got some money now, and that's good for our state. So I have to tell you a funny one, Jack. When I emailed all of the people that was running for president a couple of years ago, I emailed the Democrats, the Republicans. I invited them all to Fort Recovery for a little town hall talk. Didn't tell anybody. I thought, what do I got to lose, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody's coming. Nobody's coming anyway. And about 3 weeks before the election, before the primary, I get an email from Mr. Kasich's campaign or whoever, you know, and they would be interested in coming to Fort Recovery. I about crap my pants because I'm thinking, oh, no, now we'll, you know. But I called Randy, and I said, all right, Randy, here's the deal. And he said, you did what? I said, well, I thought I'd invite him to town. Why not? And my thought was to have him on, you know, and I really thought that he was our only hope.
Yeah.
You know, if we were going to have somebody that was going to run for president to come to Fort Recovery, you know, it would be Mr. Kasich. And then, you know, he would probably draw some people from Indiana and being here close to the line. But my thought was to put him up on that cement there at the Monument Park and let him walk around there and let people stand in the park. And which I think would have been great. And that's what I told him what I wanted to do. But obviously on a bad weather day, you know, we ain't got no place to put him. We're going to put him in the gym. So I know that Randy had talked to the school, and the school was like, well, heck, you know, heck yeah, you know. It'd be cool. That'd be cool beans, you know. But it never came to reality. But I was pretty inspired up there for about 2 days. I thought, oh, my God, if I can pull this, this is going to be awesome, you know. So, but I think, you know, as getting back to our income here in town, it's been relatively steady. We had a couple of years where our income was way up, our income tax was way up, and now it's kind of leveled off. Mm-hmm. But what we just learned basically in the last meeting was there was some huge refunds that year, big refunds, and that brought us back to where we pretty much are today. Because our industry, you know, yeah, we got J&M and we got the industries and we got JR Manufacturing, and you know, those are our biggies. And when J&M was a little slower, yeah, we could obviously see a little dip. But thrilled to have those guys in town. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we're going to take another little break, come back, and you talk about what you see for the upcoming year. So we'll be back right after this.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, January 22nd from noon to 6 p.m. They suggest that you make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFR. REC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are welcome. There's always a need for blood no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood at the Legion's Blood Drive on Monday, January 22nd between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler, Mayor Dave Cow. We're joined in the studio by Brother Bubba. Hello, Bobby. Waving doesn't work very well.
Waving don't work on radio.
So
head nodders.
Yeah. So we talked about what you see coming up for the upcoming year.
Well, you know, we're going to put up that new building out there in by the pool park. We're going to put that. That'll be nice. I think the community will get a lot of use out of that over the next several generations. We're putting in some new tennis courts. People have been wanting those for years. You know, Bob and I will get out there. We'll probably play 3-4 times a week.
Yep.
And
I enjoy tennis.
Bob likes tennis. But no, I think that anything we do out there at the parks, and honest to God, I don't get out there enough to be truthful with you, but some of the things that we've done out there has made our park so nice. You know, we always think of Coldwaters Park over there, Coldwater Community Park. That is such a beautiful park, the whole block, you know. Yep. And it is really a cool park. But I'm telling you, we've made great strides in our parks.
You know, the playground that is out there.
Cool as can be.
Is top notch.
Yeah, cool as can be.
You know, the new walking path.
Yeah, the new walking path is neat.
You know, you have a walking path in town that, like, you takes you back behind those, you know, ball diamonds, and you get a sense that you're really not even in town.
Yeah, you're just out there in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's
We're going to have a new thing, and I think it's going to get started here in 2018 at that Chris Thompson. She was Chris Toby.
Oh.
She's big in with the Historical Society and all that stuff. And she's got, she showed us at the council meeting, the last council meeting, I think she's got like 11 of these plaques that'll go throughout the town. And you can walk from one to the other. And then basically,
and kind of learn a little bit.
Learn the history of the village. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I see some more streets getting done over, you know, I think we really want to tackle. And I know we're so close on the south side of 119 to having all those streets done. Yeah. And I know it doesn't sound fair and it doesn't make sense. But in my opinion is, why wouldn't we finish up that side and get, there's only, we've got a couple more streets that we got to hammer, get the new curbs and stuff in, and then we've got that done. One of the things that's been on my list since I kind of became a council member was, you know, everybody wants the curbs and sidewalks, but the big thing is we've got to maintain the sidewalks that we've got in, the new sidewalks that are in. And I know that we've passed some ordinances and we've passed some resolutions basically saying that, like every 4 years, you know, like Jerry Guckenbiller is going to walk a certain section of town. We divide it up into fours. And, you know, I mean, I've got sidewalks in front of my house. You got sidewalks in front of your house. And over time, they get busted up and cracked and popped. And what I don't want to do is let all our sidewalks fall back into the same situation that we were in. You know, we need to maintain them and keep them up. And I'm going to push for that a little bit harder in 2018 and try to get that going. We haven't pushed it for the most part because of the sewer separation and all the stuff we had tore up. Pretty much got that taken care of now. So we need to make sure that we keep the sidewalks that are in great shape in good shape. Yep. And that's part of it. So
what about our water system? Pretty good shape?
Well, It is, and they get tested yearly. I mean, Mitch and Ryan are doing a fabulous job down there, and the EPA comes in and they, you know, they're constantly changing the standards and what you got to have done. And those guys, they don't bat an eye. They make it happen, you know. So that thing was put up, and I think it was like the mid-80s when that thing was put up. So we've obviously got some age on our water plant. But we're hoping to get at least another 15 to 20 years out of it with the improvements that we've made in the last couple of years. So that's a good thing, you know. I think our water plant's in good shape. We're changing things over, trying to make it, you know, even more efficient. So it's neat to go down there and take a tour. It really is. And you know, it's more complicated than it really sounds. You know, it's not as simple as just pumping her out of the ground. They treat it all. And we're very fortunate. You know, I built homes over in St. Henry and they don't treat their water the same as what we treat ours, and people go through water heaters a lot faster. And you know, not saying we're better than they are, you know, but our water seems to be a little better. And so, you know, hats off to those guys for taking a good job on the water plant. As far as our streets and stuff, you know, we got Jerry and Paul out there doing their thing. They do a fabulous job, you know, they really do. I think they do above and beyond what they're expected to do, you know. They're not afraid to go out and work a little extra. You see Jerry on Saturdays doing his thing, cleaning the garbage cans, and, you know, it's awesome.
So, as a mayor, you know, let's say that you're going to be mayor for the next 8 years, let's say.
Holy moly.
Okay. At the end of that 8 or 10 or whatever that mm-hmm. number is, what would you like to see added or different or improved?
I know at the end of those years, we won't see all the curbs. We won't have them all done. You know, I'd love to say, by God, I'm going to have curbs and sidewalks everywhere. But I know that's not a reality. All we can do is chip away at them when the dollars are there and, you know, keep pushing to get them done. It's incredible how expensive it is to put in a street. It's unbelievable. And it's even worse to tear out the existing street and replace everything and put it in. So it's an eye-opener to see those numbers come in and how much it's going to cost to do a block or two. And we've got a couple. We got one there on Elm that I'd love to do, actually down there by Bobby's. No, we got that one done. We got that one taken care of. Got that one done. We got one little section on Wiggs to do. I just like to get in the town. Our guys can do some of those. That's what, yeah. You know, that one block, because all the infrastructures and stuff is in. We can do that and save some money. So I'd like to get those done. You know, our town isn't big hills and valleys.
Yeah.
We just kind of run a steady course, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, so as you look at like, to me, you know, one of our challenges is housing and your places to put the, you know, kids that are growing up.
It is very important to have a place. And, you know, you have to have those starter houses and those intermediate homes, and then people want to, you know, they want to build that nice home to raise their family in, and then they want to build maybe a smaller home to retire and stuff in. I shouldn't say we're landlocked, but we're just kind of in a spot right here where, you know, you think about our industrial parks getting pretty full,
yeah.
You know, so we have to have a place to offer a business when they come. We don't want to lose the businesses that we have. And if someone here wants to expand, we certainly want to give them the opportunity to do it right here in town. So that's important to us, just to find some more land. I can remember in 94, whenever that happened, and we bought that first farm, and people was just, I mean, they're crazy. Because we was paid so much money for that land. Well, let me tell you, it didn't get any cheaper. Yeah. But you have to offer that and keep the people that we got. One thing that's helped in our town is we've got a lot more apartments for our, you know, the kids that graduate from college and want to come back home. They got a place that they can crawl in and live there for a little while, and then maybe buy, you know, their first house. Buy their first house, and then maybe, you know, eventually build one. I'm excited to watch it grow, and yeah. Obviously, I love to develop, put the streets in. I get excited every time I see a new house go up, and it's groovy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're going to take one more break, come back, and wrap it up with Mayor Dave Kalp right after this.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
This is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasion. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Pre-sale tickets for Friday's boys basketball game at St. Henry and Saturday's home game with Lincoln View with the Hall of Fame ceremony will be sold today from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. Tomorrow, tickets will be sold in the middle school office from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m., then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, they'll be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Save yourself a little money and time by getting your tickets ahead of time. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door will be $7.
We're back. Insight. Mayor Dave Kalp.
First insight of the year. That's pretty.
Yeah, I'm on my. Hey, you know what? I figured.
Besides that, nobody else come.
Yeah. Man, the first three.
three phone calls, nobody show.
First three couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So.
He's been hammered on me, Bubba, for 6 months about insight. And I always say no.
He always says no. And it's fun. He gets free cheese.
I finally said the pressure. He broke me.
He, you know what? This is the least that's ever been eaten from this because
I'm not hungry for one thing.
Well, and it is the first of the year and everybody's on.
Has had more cheese and crackers than yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's on a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. My wife, she made this healthy chicken pineapple. Ooh. Oh my God.
Sound pretty good.
Oh, it was tremendous.
We had peas, rice, and tuna today.
Peas, rice, and tuna.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
It's all right.
Yeah. So do you have a New Year's resolution?
Well, I made the resolution that my wife should make some healthier meals. Just make healthier meals for us. That was my resolution. And my kids laughed at me. Obviously, I'd like to lose a few pounds and maybe eat a little healthier. But
yeah,
you know, let's get past a couple of days here and see how things stretch out.
Bobby, anything on your list?
Yep.
Once again,
it's talkative.
Everybody heard it.
So,
I got nothing.
You ain't got nothing. So we close for insight. What's the one or two things that you take out of 2017 as your greatest accomplishments?
Oh wow, that's a tough one, Jack. I'm You should have given me that commercial to think about that.
You didn't have him. You scared him.
Spooked me. Help me out, Neil. What was one of our greatest accomplishments of 2017?
One of between you and me and Bob, one of our greatest accomplishments was at the keyhole. When we hit the keynote.
Oh, hello. That was big. Hello, that was big.
That was like $20 million keynote or something like that.
Or $2,000.
To us, it was $20 million.
That's right.
At least that night it was. That was a classic.
That was a classic.
You know,
but he probably meant the town.
Yeah, I don't know, village-wise. It's always good to see our projects end. You know, we're done with that sewer separation. That was a long process. And the reality of it was, I'm pretty sure it was 2019 when we were supposed to have that done. So yeah,
I think it was 2 years, I believe, Randy said ahead of time.
Yeah, we got that pretty well wrapped up. And I think that's 99.9% done. There might be one or two tiles that's not working properly or still some water going into our sewer. But for the most part, that project is complete and satisfied with the EPA, well, so that's huge.
Long, and it was expensive, and it's nice to get both.
Town was tore to hell.
Yeah.
I mean, I hated that, but yeah, it had to be done. And, you know, the nice thing is now I don't mind driving through them other towns when they're all tore up, because I know they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Everybody has to do it.
And some of them, you know, are behind schedule and will not get done. And I don't know what the consequences are of that.
And it's the funding, you know, you can't just do it. You gotta be able to pay for it somehow. Yep. And we got loans that are out there. I'll be gone, you know, but that's the way it rolls.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the Kalp family, the Kalp name, is iconic in the village of Fort Recovery, and everybody knows that. And with that being said, there's also a lot of jealousy, a lot of people who I don't want to say dislike it, but their mentality is that they're just doing it for their own good, and they're doing it. So when you have, as a mayor,
mm-hmm,
and now you put this land up there, was that hard for you to, was that tough as the mayor? Would it have been a lot easier as not being a mayor? Did that go into any thinking?
You know, that land was on the radar for a long time to try to develop. And, you know, when it came up, we had put some bids on it, trying to get it bought. In the end, did get the land purchased, paid more than what I wanted to, obviously. But when you're the buyer and you want to make something happen, you end up paying what the seller wants. And so there was, I guess, a middle of the road there. Got the land bought. And, yeah, I mean, I don't want anybody to think that, you know, that land has something to do with the town. That's all me. You know, the lots are available finally to build on. We had some hurdles to get over. Glad that's all said and done. And I'm anxious to see those new houses go up. I think it's, you know, to drive back in there and to look back out at it, I think
beautiful.
I think it's going to be really cool. I was mowing grass back there this fall, and one of the junior high games or something was going on, and I could watch the football scoreboard. I could tell what the score was. I thought, well, that's pretty dang cool. You know, you could sit back here and, you know, if you're not at the game, at least you could look out and see what the score is. Yeah. But I think it'll be really cool when it's all built up, and I'm looking forward to that. And I learned some lessons there. Learned some lessons. The town learned lessons. We all did.
Sure.
Because we ran into something that we had never ran into before, not only as a developer, but as a village. And we learned some valuable lessons. Was it the hard way? Maybe so. But I'm anxious to see it go up. And I think, you know, in the next few years, we'll get some houses going back there, and it'll fill up, you know, and it gives us more opportunities to build. And I've had, it was in the very beginning, people was real fired up. I had a lot of phone calls. And then, but this time of the year, it's pretty slow.
Yeah.
But I think once the weather straightens up a little bit and we see some ground break out there and some foundations and stuff go in, then I think it'll go.
So how long did it take from the time they put in the roads for like the
Indian Heights? Yeah. We started at 94. We started at 94, and the last house was built, I think, in 14.
Yeah, and for the first couple of years,
about 30 years. That's a lot. 20 years. Yeah.
See, and for the first couple of years, it was pretty slow out there.
It was a killer. I would have given it to anybody. I couldn't give it away. I mean, I was trying to give it away.
I know.
I couldn't make, I mean, I was struggling to make the payments. And, yes, I was like, you guys want this back? And like, nah, no. But, you know, there was one year, and I don't know what year it was, if it was like 99, 2000, 2001, somewhere in there, sold 11 lots. And, man, did that get us over the hump, you know. It just seemed like all of a sudden it wasn't all interest.
Yep.
And we were paying down the principal, and it was like, hey, you know, maybe we can make this work. But I have to laugh, and I have to tell you, the projected, you know, this is what we think we're going to have in it, and this is what we think we can sell these lots for. That wasn't exactly the bottom line. Yeah, we had to chuckle a little bit. It was like, oh, wait a minute, what happened to that original outline? But that's the way it goes. And I've sold two lots so far out there. I know one house will get started next year, and you know, but you never know. We could have a couple of them that get started next year, and that'd be awesome.
Well, you know, and I would tell you what, the you know, finances of the Indian Heights stuff and is you one thing, but now to drive through there. 25 years later.
I think about everybody that lives back here. Where would we be? You know, I think about that all the time. I think about that probably more than anybody, you know. And I'm like, wonder where the hell I'd live. I might be living in the same old house. I don't know.
Yeah, but if you were living in that house, where would
that's what I'm saying. Kenzie, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean,
we'd be missing some people in Fort Recovery for sure.
We wouldn't. I can think of at least four people that lived. And one of the guys that really helped, and I talked to, you know, St. Henry was banging houses out like nobody's business, and they set our lots, you know, and I'm like, what the hell, you know, what's different? Yep. Their lots were more than ours. Why can't we get these things to roll? And I talked to Mike Niekamp. Mike Niekamp was a village administrator in St. Henry, and ran into him. And we got to talking, and he said, how's the lot sales? And I said, slow, you know, and he said, you know, you guys just don't have enough apartments. You just don't have enough places for these kids to come back after college and, you know, start, you know, kind of sowing the roots a little bit.
Yeah.
And he said, you need apartments for those kids to come back, and then they'll find their jobs and they'll build houses. And I can think of I can think of at least four right off the top of my head that lived in the apartments back in Indian Heights and ended up building new homes back in there.
And I'll tell you what, that's still an area. And you had talked about us having more now than what we did. Compared to how many St. Henry have, we still are pretty thin from an apartment duplex.
We are, and I've got some rentals, and I have to. I'll be totally honest. I put that in the paper, and I will have a dozen phone calls in a week. Yep. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's great. You know. So I think our town can handle a few more apartments. We really don't have. You know. I remember when
my wife keeps it up. I'm going to be looking for an apartment
one of these days.
You ain't listening
to the moon.
To the moon.
Yeah. I remember I made the lots on Sharpsburg Road because I couldn't sell we couldn't sell residential lots, but there was people calling me all the time for apartment lots. We didn't have any left, you know. We had some down there where Dr. Rohr is, and Luke Collick built some down there, and the Gribby Boys had put a couple buildings up. and people wanted more apartment lots, you know, and we just didn't have any. We had no place to put apartment lots. So we were going to change the ones on Sharpsburg Road, and oh my God, the rumors was flying, and it was going to be low income housing and all. I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah.
So, you know, and none of it ever happened. I said, just because we change it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not one ever went in there. So we don't have anything at this point. And, but we could use some more. You're right,
yeah.
Jackson.
Yeah. But Dave, I tell you what, it is always a pleasure to, you know, talk to you about this stuff. You know, thanks for you calling me and bugging me about you getting back on here.
Been one.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
You can share the text someday about all that.
Best wishes for a fantastic 2018.
Appreciate that.
Great job for the past year.
We'll do the best we can and try to do it.
We're awfully wisely. Proud of this place. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm, you know, I wouldn't do it if I didn't love this town. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
And I keep an eye on a lot of different things, and I enjoy it. So appreciate you having me on. And like I say, anytime.
That's Mayor Dave Cowell. Thanks, Dave. And stay tuned for Sports Talk, where Bubba and Fee are going to interview the two newest members of the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame. And they'll be up right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors